Okay. Welcome back. All right, we're going to have a little fun tonight, and it's always been intriguing, I think, for most of us to watch these televangelists live high on the hog, so to speak, on the dumb hog. They have multi-million dollar residences. They have extraordinary perks and privileges, private airplanes, you name it, hot and cold running maids. They have it all. And why? Are they telling us all the truth? Are they really opening the door to the hereafter and reality? Or are they playing a bit of a scam? Well, we're going to find out a lot tonight about that and much more as well. David Oates is back with us this evening. Welcome back, David.
Thank you, Jeff. Always a pleasure to do your show every week for the last 25-odd years.
Wait, seems like 400 years.
Oh, dear. It feels that way. No, not bad. No,
how goes that? Well, it's 400 well. Years of fun. How goes the book? Where are
the
we
book
on
is
that?
Out. The book is out. The Big Con, all about reverse speech, COVID, and the vaccine. Go to the front page of the Reverse Speech website, and there's a link there for you to purchase a book. The Big Con, all about COVID and the vaccine. There's a link in the book to all the reversals that are posted on the website. So not only can you read the book, but you can actually go and hear the reversals yourself.
That's
okay.
Really, that is really a dynamic achievement. I don't know how you did it. You did it in 3 weeks?
Two weeks. Yeah.
That's preposterous. It's almost impossible.
Yeah, I know. I'd already done all the research, so, you know, I already had a reversal. It was just a matter of linking them all together and write text, you know, just writing my conclusions. So, yes, I'm hoping it's going to do really, really well. The preface, of course, has been written by Jeff Rentz. Thank you very much.
So, oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking.
Got those changes about the cover you suggested to the publisher, so that's all underway.
What did you think of that?
Oh, yeah, no, you got a valid point. Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah. So anyway,
we'll see what okay. Here's the deal. For all of you reverse speech fans, and I hope that's a hell of a lot of you around the world. David's been at this 38 years. You'll see in this book, and if you have friends, you should buy this for your friends. And buy it for yourself, maybe share it. I don't know how that works, but they will be amazed. They can't deny what their ears are hearing. And what their ears are hearing is the bald-faced truth of the lies and the deceit, the fraud, and the satanic evil of this so-called pandemic. It's all there. David has it all. The Big Con. Wow.
Yes, it is. It's all there. If you want to know the real truth about what's going on behind the scenes or what the virus is really all about, well, of course, if you're listening to the show for the last 18 months, you have a fairly good idea, but it's all in the book. It's all put in a nice, concise a way that you can lay out and follow easily. And then, of course, you can listen and download the reversals. We've made it so you can download them all and save it on your computer or share it with your friends, you know. So, yeah. So,
well, congratulations! Really, you deserve it. That 2 weeks. I thought it was three, and that's a miracle in and of itself. But 2 weeks, and you did it. David kept sending me as he improved and enlarged the book, the text. He would send it along, and I was amazed at how it was meant to be. It just poured out of you. I could tell.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It was actually very easy to write. Didn't take much effort at all. So, and I've actually started on my next book already. So, and that's hence the reason for some of the reversals on the show tonight. And my next book is entitled Apostasy and Golden Pulpits. And the name says it all, really. It's all about reversals on the modern church and the New Age movement and anything spiritual, okay? So I'll be looking at them all.
And what this book is going to do is illustrate in three-dimensional sound and text the biggest scam in terms of, I guess, what would you call it? Some kind of, well, I think psychological control is one way to term what these people are up to.
Oh, yeah. That's a very good way to describe it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so you know, we'll expose all of that as well. So that book, I'm doing the research on that now. I've already got a lot of stuff on my computer for that, but I'll need a whole lot more. So I'm doing research for that now, and that'll be out. I'm thinking a couple of months that next book should be out.
Oh, you're starting to slow down, are you? A couple of months?
Well,
gee.
I don't have all the research yet, you see. I still got more reversals to do. So,
well, see, what this book is going to do, if anyone reads it and has any doubts, it's going to expose the all the televangelists. That whole world will be exposed forever for what it is.
It certainly will. It certainly will, indeed. So I'm not too sure to start off with. Let's start off with Joel. Oh, I got someone, Biden. Why don't we start off with Biden?
Well, we can do that. Sure.
Yeah. Let's get the latest on Biden here. This is Biden giving a press conference after his summit with Russia just last week. Okay. So let me get these up. Biden, Russia. Here we go. Okay, so here's Biden talking about Russia. Here is the forwards.
Now, I told President Putin my agenda is not against Russia or anyone else. It's for the American people.
And here the reverse is her sharp snake.
A sharp snake.
A sharp snake. A sharp snake.
So I don't know whether he's referring to Russia as having a sharp snake, or America.
Well, it's quite clearly a sharp snake, and it would fit both sides of the aisle.
I know it would. Yeah. I know it would. Well, initially thought it. I thought it referred to Russia. He's having a go at Russia. But then someone said on my Facebook page, well, why couldn't it be America he's having you talking about? Sure, that's equally as valid. Absolutely. Anyway, so that's the first one. And then here we have the next one.
To defend our democratic values, to stand up for the universal and fundamental freedoms that all men and women have, in our view, that's just part of the DNA of our country.
And you finance it?
You're financed.
You're financed. You're financed.
I don't know what he's financing. Is he financing the freedoms, or is the verse a little bit imprecise, really?
No, that's a little oblique. I don't know.
Yep, and then we got this one that's also a little bit vague as to what it means, but I'll play it anyway.
Making sure the Arctic was, in fact, a free zone, and to how we can each contribute to the shared effort of preventing the resurgence of terrorism in Afghanistan.
And the snake planned his arrest.
Snake planned his arrest.
Snake planned his arrest. Snake planned his arrest.
Well, there's that snake again, and it's planning the rest.
That's twice. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Okay. All right. Then we've got this one here.
I did what I came to do. Number one, identify areas of practical work our two countries can do to advance our mutual interest and also benefit the world.
I go walk it tough. Or could be we'll get tough. Hang on, I heard we'll get tough then. I go we'll get tough, or I go walk it tough.
I would suggest just going with walk it tough.
Okay, all right, let's play that.
Fit the world.
Okay, let's get the I go out and just play walk it tough.
Walk it tough.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I can hear that.
Walk it tough.
Yeah, walk it tough. Yeah, he's
he's posturing.
He's posturing. Actually, surprisingly congruent, actually. He's posturing, yeah. Oh, this one isn't congruent. Okay. So
he knows I will take action, like we did when this last time out. What happened was we, in fact, made it clear that we were not going to continue to allow this to go on.
He's talking about cyber attacks, okay? And telling tough Russia. Time. Very silly thing to do. He gives Russia a list of 16 key targets that America that Russia is not allowed to attack. Sure, give your enemies your key location.
It's so stupid, the whole thing.
it's
obscenely stupid.
Don't attack them. Yeah. Idiot. Reversal says, bring your con, you know.
Bring your con, you
know. Oh, know you. Sorry, bring your con, know you.
Bring your con, know you.
Bring your con, know you.
So I don't know who's he talking about, Russia or America. It's hard. It's really hard to tell which country he's talking about. You know.
You're suggesting he might mentally be at loose ends a little bit, even his subconscious.
I think that's highly possible. Yeah. Well, this one might show he's mentally at loose ends. This is a funny thing. He's talking about the '60s. In the forwards. Let's listen to this.
I said, your generation and mine are about 10 years apart. This is not a kumbaya moment, as you used to say back in the 60s in the United States, like, let's hug and love each other.
Where he says, let's hug and love each other, he says, let's kiss and God bless the trees.
Let's kiss and God bless the trees. Let's kiss and God bless.
Sorry, let's kiss and let God bless the trees.
Let's kiss and God bless the trees.
Let's kiss.
A little bit mushy. No.
Let's kiss and may God bless the trees.
Oh, and may God bless the trees. Okay, let's listen again. Absolutely. You're right. Yeah, makes you wonder where he's a tree hugger. You know, back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love and peace. God bless the trees. Let's hug the trees. So, I don't know. Bit of a bizarre reversal. Okay, so let's have a look.
Here's another way to look at this. Just when we thought we had the most ludicrous president of our lifetime in Donald Trump, with that hair and all the rest of the crap, look what we have now.
Yeah.
It's just it's like a freak show, and getting worse.
Yeah.
It's just amazing when you think about it. Everybody knows he's brain damaged. He's dying. Everybody knows he's a career crook and criminal, and his son is an absolute degenerate, horrible human being, who is now painting and selling his paintings to the rich and famous, apparently. He's painting.
Apparently
Hunter.
So.
Yes. Haven't seen any pictures of them, but he's painting.
Yeah,
imagine what kind of torment comes out of that guy's head.
I don't know. Some people will buy that sort of crazy
sure they
stuff,
will.
I guess.
Yeah. Sure.
All right, let's have a look at Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen runs I guess it's a mega church. He has a very, very positive message to, very much Norman Vincent Peale type message. You know, you can achieve anything you want if you just believe. And I got to be honest, when I was listening to it forwards, I thought, this isn't bad stuff. This is just a pretty good life lessons he's teaching him. He's teaching his people. So that was my thought as I even watched him. But unfortunately, the reversals tell a different story. He puts on a very good front, but the reversals are totally different. So here we have the first one.
God bless you. It's great to have you with us today. And if you're ever in our area, please stop by.
They have guilt.
They have guilt.
So nice and positive forwards, but condemnation backwards, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Very clear. Boy, that's one of those reversals that you can hear every letter and every word if you listen. It's all there.
Yep. Here's the next one.
There are going to be different seasons, ups and downs, victories and losses, good friends and betrayals, promotions and setbacks.
The soul nets you skim. The soul nets you skim.
The soul nets you skim.
The soul nets you skim. The soul nets you skim.
Little M's a little bit mushy on that. Sorry about that. But
You know what? It almost sounds like, David.
What's that?
It almost sounds like his subconscious is saying the soul of your congregation. The soul lets you skim.
Okay,
you can con them. The soul lets you skim.
Yeah, what do you do with skim? You're skimming off the top. He's
of course.
Taking their money. So what are you hearing? The soul lets you skim. Okay.
Yep, the soul, their soul, the soul, yeah. The soul lets you skim it. Skim.
Okay.
The soul lets you skim.
Oh, yeah.
The soul lets you skim.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yep. Okay. So there we go.
The L on let's starts a little late, and there's a little extraneous noise in front of it, but it is there. There is an L there. The soul lets you skim.
In other words, so they're letting him skim off the top. Okay.
Of course. Actually, I think his subconscious looks at all of the congregants as suckers to be skimmed. That's it.
You know what I'm going to do? I am going to skip right now. I'm going to jump to the very last reversal, okay? This is right as he's finished. He's giving his altar call, and he's about to ask for money.
If you've been impacted by our ministry, let us know in the comments below. Share this page with a friend.
And the reversal says, help with those debts. right after
gotta pay the bills.
He says, you can send in your money to, here's the address and phone number, credit cards acceptable, and backwards, help with those debts. Let me play it again.
That's funny.
Okay. It is, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not telling anyone anything they don't already know deep down inside, if they're honest with themselves. But it's nice to actually hear it in their own words. So here we have the next one.
What you thought was going to limit you the rest of your life, the bad break, the disappointment, the mistake you made.
And he says, damn, we get some.
Damn, we get some.
Damn, we get some. Damn, we get some.
The sum's a bit short, but anyway, let's play it again.
Damn, we get some.
Damn, we get some. Damn, we get some.
Yeah, the sum's a little bit funny on that. But
he's talking about
some.
Money. Damn,
that's right.
We get some. Damn, what a haul. We're pulling it in. You know, one thing about these guys, David, they many of them. This guy has tones and colorations in his voice and cadences that I've heard in other forward speech from other televangelicals. I don't know. Yeah. I couldn't name them, but they have a certain cadence that they follow. They get into it. It's a rhythm.
Yeah. The Lord, he will save you. Kind of thing.
That was pretty good, David. That's good.
I should be a street preacher, eh?
Well, I think you used to do that.
Yes, I did used to do that, actually. You're actually quite right. Back in my many, many, many years ago.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the next one on Joel Osteen.
God is still on the throne. He has you in the palm of his hand. At the right time, you're going to see him show out in your life in such a way that you don't think about what you've lost.
And I wash my hiss.
I wash my hiss.
I wash my hiss. I wash my hiss.
What that simply means is he's a snake disguised as a slick. You know, the hiss of the snake. It's a negative metaphor.
Sure.
We hear wash. He's transforming. He's changing. Yeah, I'm putting on this nice slick front, this nice slick exterior. You know, so you can't see what my motives and intentions really are. I'm here to hurt and to harm and to take your money.
Well, that is clearly the word hiss, and that is very reptilian.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Yeah, reptilian's a good word to put it. Here it is. I wash my hiss. I'll play it again.
Think about what you've lost. I wash my hiss.
I wash my hiss. I wash my hiss.
Huh. Very weird. Did you hear the way he said in forwards at the end, think about what you've lost? There's a little up. The sentence ends on an uptick.
Okay, let's listen to it again.
God is still on the throne. He has you in the palm of his hand. At the right time, you're going to see him show out in your life in such a way that you don't think about what you've lost.
Yeah, there's that emphasis on the end.
Right on the end. So tagging it. All right, hold on a second. We'll be right back with more David Oates. Okay, and we're back having a little fun tonight at the expense of some very wealthy, legendary televangelists who make nothing but money, hand over fist. And as we all know, have been caught, usually in the end, as having been about as perverse as it gets. They are really something else. Anyhow, go ahead, David.
Okay, so here's the next one. Here we go.
Well, you're going to be happier and more fulfilled than you've ever been. Don't judge the rest of your life by one difficult season. You may be in a time of struggle.
Disease, lock, eye, fed. Disease, lock, eye, fed.
Disease, lock, eye, fed.
Disease, lock, eye, fed. Disease, lock, eye, fed.
That's what I got. I'm getting you all locked up with all this poisonous rubbish. Okay, it's just, I'm feeding you a bunch of sick junk.
Try this out. The third word, what do you make it? The third word in reverse?
Disease, lock, eye, fed. What are you hearing?
Disease, lock, eye, fed. It's try T-H-E in there. The.
Oh. Disease, lock, the fed.
I'm a struggle.
It sounds like disease lock the Fed. Is he talking about finance, the Federal Reserve?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I really don't.
But I don't hear an I there. But I don't. Okay. It's words.
Yeah. Okay. Oh well.
This is all so instructional and valuable to people to understand that there's something going on in the subconscious mind of these people that bears little resemblance to what they're spewing in forward speech.
Right. Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway, I say disease lock the Fed or disease lock a Fed. I don't know.
Disease lock the Fed.
Disease lock the Fed.
Yeah, I don't know. You can hear that either way, really. Now, the next one, there's no doubt what this one says. Here we go.
At one point, the place that he leased space from closed the parking lot to build a big parking garage. Now his customers had to park off-site and take a shuttle.
Sermon sucks.
Sermon sucks.
Sermon sucks. Sermon sucks.
What can I say?
His subconscious is just dumping on him. His sermon sucks. That's funny.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Here's the forwards.
At one point, the place that he leased space from closed the parking lot to build a big parking garage. Now his customers had to park off-site and take a shuttle.
Sermon sucks.
Oh, man. Can we do this? Can you go back two reversals and play the forwards? I want to point out two words that he has very skillfully pronounced in an unusual way. This is what they have to do. They have to be able to speak in such a way that is perceived as intriguing or supernatural or just to play that again.
So
if you
talk
can.
About the reverse, I wash my hiss, that one, are you?
No. That was too far back. Just two back.
Well, that is two back. I wash my hiss. Disease like I fed? Here, let's play this one.
Well, you're going to be happier and more fulfilled than you've ever been. Don't judge the rest of your life by one difficult season. You
there
may be
is.
In a time.
Okay. The word been and then the word season. Listen how he pronounces them. Season. Okay. Listen, he puts some real weird spice in it. And then the word been before that. Been. How you've been. It's tricks.
Okay.
Your life by one difficult season.
Right there.
Hear it?
Oh, hang on.
Season.
Yeah, you're right.
You may be in your life by one difficult season. You may be
hear
in
it?
A time of struggle.
Yeah, they all do that.
Season. Yes.
Jesus will save you.
That's right.
Be gone, an... Satan.
Good job, right. David. Dude. I'm impressed. I'm good. Did you used to go to those kinds of? Now, seriously, when you were preaching in the streets and bringing the word, did you used to go to these kinds of things and watch?
Yes, I did. Yeah, all the time. Yep.
Yeah.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's play another one. Here we go.
It was breaking their hearts. They would come down for prayer week after week, and they couldn't understand it. They had done the right thing, and now the wrong thing happened.
The deal, we fake you.
We fake you.
Jeez. Jeez.
There it is. The deal,
just
we fake you.
Just laying it right out there. We faked you. Oh.
Absolutely.
The deal, we fake you. Man,
they got caught.
What a con. Yeah.
Right. And then we have this one.
The truth is, God still had his hands on you. When you weren't making good decisions, when you were running with the wrong crowd.
And then I ruin you.
I'm gonna ruin you.
I don't make this stuff up, Jeff. I just find them.
Oh, man. And this guy's name is Joel Osteen.
Yeah, he runs a big mega church in Dallas, I believe, in Texas somewhere. He's very much into positive thinking, and you can do anything you want to if you believe hard enough, and God will give you riches and wealth on this planet. You know, you just got to believe. It's that type of thinking, prosperity doctrine type stuff. You know, so God will make you rich. That's the sort of message, if you know what I mean.
Houston, Texas.
He's in Houston. I knew he was in Texas somewhere. Yeah.
As of 3 years ago, his televised sermons were seen by approximately 10 million viewers.
Wow.
And several million more in over 100 countries weekly.
Wow. Gee whiz. Well, this is the topic of my next book, folks. Apostasy and Golden Pulpits. This will be out fairly quick, within a couple of months. I'm just going to do a bit of research. But, yes, it's my next book. And I just checked the website. Jeff does have my latest book link up there on the front page. Just go to reversespeech.com and scroll down. Hang on, let me just get the page up and tell you where to scroll down to. So you go to reversespeech.com and you scroll down to latest news and articles, and the first link is new book release, The Big Con. So go and click on that, and there's a link for you to purchase a book. It's coming from London. It's selling for £19, which is about $25. So, you know, very reasonably priced, you know. And you can find out what the virus is really all about.
Yeah. Okay, I'm on the page. Where do I go again?
Scroll down to latest news and articles. About halfway down.
All right.
And you see, new book release, The Big Con.
I'm looking. New book. It's up at the top. It's right at the top of the middle column. New book release, The Big Con. Sure, it's right there. I like that old radio you have there. That's nice. Reverse speech radio. Nice old radio.
Thank you.
That's a 1950s something or another.
Yeah, I want to get one actually for my house. I've been looking around online for an old antique radio, and just because
you're talking to the right person.
I know I am. I know. I've seen all your radios. They're very, very impressive.
Not that many, but anyhow, they're fun. They're fun. They're really pretty. They represent a whole bygone age, and they're nice.
Yeah, so there you go, folks. Scroll down, go to reversespeech.com. Scroll down, halfway down the page, in the middle column, you'll see a headline that says latest news and articles, and the very first link is my book release, new book release, The Big Con. Okay? Anyway, yeah, so there you go. Okay, so we played I Ruin You. Okay, now this one here, look, I'm going to play it. I'm not saying... let's just play it, then I'll talk about it.
Like this couple, you may have relationships that are strained, family members that won't have anything to do with you. You think it's always going to be that way. You're about to write them off. No, keep loving them.
And always remember meth. And always remember meth.
And always remember meth.
And always remember meth. And always remember meth.
So, wow, that's a close call between myth and meth.
I know it is. I was looking at myth or meth, and I finally decided on meth. So, look, there's a couple of ways you could interpret that. He talks about some drug addicts who he's converted and saved in his lecture, in his sermon. So he could refer to that. I'm not saying that he's on meth. I doubt whether he would be, you know, but... maybe he's talking about that's a great temptation, you know, and I've helped people on meth. He doesn't look like a meth addict to me. So.
Yeah, he doesn't sound like one.
No, anyway, but I found it anyway. Okay, so here we have the next one.
John Mark was down on himself. When he heard how great Paul was doing, how he was impacting cities, it was like pouring salt on the wound.
See this? And you tap misery. See this, and you tap misery.
See this, and you tap misery.
See this, and you tap misery. See this, and you tap misery.
Yeah, he's tapping into the misery of his audience, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. Using guilt. You know, he uses guilt. That was the first reversal. He uses misery. It's all a big con. I'm just quoting his reversals here. It's all a big con, and he's after. Money.
Yeah. He's shaming them into paying for their sins.
That's right. Very disappointing. He has such a positive message forwards. He really does. I actually listened to a sermon. I actually got a few hints myself. I thought, that's a good idea. So I don't know. And
you mentioned he's kind of predicating it on Norman Vincent Peale, right?
Yeah, it's the same type of philosophy. Yeah.
So he just basically went back and gave himself a persona that was a proven winner, and he kind of copied it over.
Yeah. That's exactly what he did. That's exactly what the verses say he did.
Change your thoughts, and you change the world.
Yes, you do.
Believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities. Without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers, you cannot be successful or happy. The trouble with most of us is that we would rather be ruined by praise than saved by criticism. Empty pockets never held anyone back. Only empty heads and empty hearts can do that.
Yeah, that's true.
And here's last one. This is Norman Vincent Peale. His last one. It's always too early to quit.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. That's true, too.
See?
Nice lessons.
Maybe we should reverse Norman Vincent Peale. I have a hunch we wouldn't find too much bad. I think he actually believed Peale, what he was doing.
He probably did. I don't know. Yeah, look, I'll put him on my list. In fact, I actually thought I should be researching him for this next book. So, all right, he's on my list. Okay.
Good. Yeah, good. Yeah.
All right, here we have probably a good one on those things.
You don't know what I've done, the relationships I've soured, the regrets that I have. Your mistakes are not too much for the mercy of God.
I'm not scared.
I'm not scared.
He's not scared either. He's very confident up there, preaching his sermon. He looks confident and no fear at all. So there we go.
Congruent, positive statement about who he is. Yeah, very confident.
Yep. All right, here we have a funny one. Oh, dear, this is a sexual reversal.
But he couldn't really say, I have finished my course, without saying, go get John Mark. He was saying, I'm not going to die holding this against him, letting him think that I'm disappointed in him.
You're hard. Little
con.
Sexual metaphor, he's getting off on what he's saying.
Well, wait, okay. Now, hold on. I got something else we might want to just think about here. Play in reverse one more time just to be sure I've got what I think I have.
Okay. Letting him think that I'm disappointed in him.
It'll hide little con. Try that.
You're absolutely right. 100%. I totally agree with you. Huh. Okay. It will hide little con.
You think that I'm disappointed in him?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Wow. Don't know how I got that one so wrong. But anyway, there we go. Okay.
There's no wrong in reverse speech. There's just adjustments to make.
That's true. You're absolutely right.
That's what Norman Vincent Peale would say.
That's true. Yeah, and I went through with my Jeff. Yeah, last night or the night before last, going through all this fine tuning of all the reversals. There's 220 reversals quoted in the book, The Big Con. And we went through them all. Jeff had issues with about a half a dozen, just minor word changes, which I thought were very good. And two reversals he didn't like altogether, so we deleted them from the book. But all the reversals, 220 reversals, you can listen to them all. They're all really clear. They're the best of the best. And get the book, The Big Con. Go to reversespeech.com, scroll down halfway down the page. You'll see a link.
I have under David's name in guests, there's a link there for it as well.
Good.
I'll put the link right to the page itself where the book is available. So try it that way. Very good.
Yep.
These are really fascinating. These televangelists have been, it's a license to steal they have. All they've got to do is learn how to produce an accent, a few words, a few different ways, and get that cadence going. It's a mesmerizing kind of thing. They got a pattern. If you were to And now go into and do an analysis of the forward speech. You'll find a pattern. It's da 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 da. There's always a pattern, and they learn it, and it's you know it, yeah. You know what's going on.
Yeah, no, they're all about it. All right, next one.
Or life threw you some curves at no fault of your own. Bad breaks, disappointments, God saw it. Your time is coming.
This is probably a good one. You mock Satan.
You mock Satan.
You mock Satan. You mock Satan.
I don't know. You mock Satan. I guess that's what we want him to do, isn't it? Mock Satan.
It sounds right. Yeah.
Yep. And the last one on Osteen is this one here.
I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior.
Classic altar call. Draw harm and they muck.
Draw harm and they muck.
Draw harm and they muck. Draw harm and they muck.
Draw harm. I'm causing harm and damage.
Try this out.
Sure.
They're all harmed and they muck.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. You're absolutely right. Gee whiz, you caught me out twice today, Jeff. They're all harmed and they muck.
There's a D in there.
All right, in my defense, I did these myself early hours of the morning, and Jeff hasn't checked the last three or four. So there you go. That's my excuse.
You got this, Jeff, to help you out. So we're doing great.
All right, so who are we going to move on to now? We'll move on to Billy Graham. The illustrious Billy Graham. I did two sermons of him. I did one from 1957 and one from 1978. I wanted to see if there was any difference between
good approach.
Patterns. So let's pull up Billy Graham. Billy Graham, where are you? Sure.
Look behind Richard Nixon, you'll find it.
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely... I actually got a reversal with Billy Graham with Richard Nixon. I don't know whether I can pull it up so quick, but anyway.
Well, you played that. That's a good one. I remember it. I can't remember what it was, but it was good. Yeah, they were both involved with it. Yeah.
Yeah, he was talking about going to a rally, and he said, I will do more harm, or something like that. All right, so here's Billy Graham for 1957, first reversal.
Shall we pray?
And he says, help me wash.
Help me wash.
Help me wash. Help me wash.
Okay, that's interesting.
Go ahead.
The only trouble with that is, you know, Jesus washes away our sin. Jesus does the washing. We don't. He's saying, help me wash. He's putting himself in the role of Jesus. I'm going to wash you. Help me wash their sins. Does that make sense?
Now that's very, yes, what shrewd analysis. Good job. Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Yeah, that's exactly
and
what
that, remember,
saying.
that is being perceived by all of the people listening to him. The brain fully, immediately, instantly understands what's being spoken in reverse. It's a bi-level communication. So he's putting himself in some pretty big shoes there.
Yeah. All right. Here's the next one.
What's this called? Year of what? What year is this next one?
It's 1957. Huh. The reversal look's been deleted. Well, that's annoying. Jeff passed it and everything. Why is that to be deleted? Oh, well. Okay. I have the reverse deleted. Can't play it. All right. Let's look at the next one here. Here we go.
In a way, I am slightly embarrassed tonight because I had announced that the crusade was definitely closing on August the 10th.
Look at the slime I have. Look at the slime that I have.
Look at the slime that I have.
Look at the slime that I have. Look at the slime that I have.
I mean, I think that's a pretty clear reversal, wouldn't you agree?
I agree, yeah.
So, once again, not a good reversal. And here we have this one here. Remember how I said... All right, we'll We'll do this when we get back. Okay.
Go. Remember, you were going to say, what did you say? Remember how what, David? Then we'll take
remember
a break.
Remember how he played the verse, or help me wash, where he's putting himself in the role of God? Well,
yeah.
This next verse also illustrates that point too. But we'll play that when we get back. Okay.
All right. This is going to be another big book from David Oates, with all the reversals accessible. So, wow. Okay. And that idea of a thumb drive is also maybe another good thing to consider. We will be right back and having some more fun just ahead with David.